May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ
وعلی آلک واصحابک اصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله
الحمد لله عز وجل welcome back to our program spiritual cures I hope you are in good health inshallah عز وجل Allah bless you all with good health and the means of inshallah عز وجل of doing the work of our beautiful deen as normal mashallah عز وجل we have Adil bhai in the studio assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah
how are you Adil bhai
alhamdulillah rabbil
alamin mashallah عز وجل nevertheless alhamdulillah I'm always here. So let's start the program. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. I got a message this morning. Inshallah, I'm going to pass it on as well. The one is for istikhara as well. I got a message here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter has tonsillitis. Tonsillitis. Is there anything that you can do to help her? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a very odd illness. It's sometimes I cannot breathe. I have heard that there is extra bone in my nose, which is stopping me from breathing properly. Is there anything that you can give me to read or if I can do something? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Think that someone has done nazar on us. Please could you help us? I am giving the names for istikhara. He's losing a lot of weight and he falls ill regularly. So... نظر ہے وغیرہ
سمجھ
عدیل بھائی گیس دا وظائف فار اس آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو گو تھرو سم آف دا مدنی مذاکرہ کوشچن اینڈ آنسرز دیٹ وی ہیو امیر علیہ سنت اینڈ دس از دا منتھلی میگزین آف دعوت اسلامی ایز یو نو الحمد للہ دا جنوری سبسکرپشن ہیز بین آؤٹ الحمد للہ مینی پیپل ہیو آلریڈی ریڈ اٹ ایز ویل اف یو اسٹل ہیو ناٹ سبسکرائب ٹو ون دین پلیز ڈو سبسکرائب ٹو دا مدنی فیضان مدینہ monthly magazine in beautiful alhamdulillah I'm going to be reading some question and answers from this as well this is the February 2021 edition and let's see what Amir al-Sunnat has mentioned inshallah Adil bhai when you are ready to speak just give me a shout
inshallah
I'll come to you as well question 1 before the announcement of the prophethood was Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu still with the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so the question is that was he with the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the announcement of prophethood I just want to mention one thing here very important remember our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not become a prophet at the age of 40 he announced his prophethood at the age of 40 and the answer Amir al-Sunnat has given is سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ had a friendship with the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even before the announcement of prophethood after the announcement of prophethood the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited him towards islam to which he immediately accepted in his entire life سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ never worshipped an idol
subhanallah
What is the correct pronunciation of Abu Bakr? Is it Abu Bakr or Abu Bakr? Because, you know, especially our own language people call Abu Bakr. So Amir al-Sunnat, he says that Abu Bakr is the correct pronunciation. And he's mentioned a few other words as well where people make... So the correct pronunciation is not Abu Bakr, it's Abu Bakr. So Kaf and Ra are also Sakin, Bakr. So you join them all together, Bakr. So, yeah, so inshallah azza wa jal. For example, they pronounce zikr and fikr as zikr and fikr. Yeah, zikr and fikr. So it's not zikr, it's zikr. And it's not fikr, it's fikr. And he also says qabr. It's not qabr, it's qabr. And also Quran, people say it as Quran. Quran. So it's not Quran, it's Quran. Subhanallah, people say Subhanallah. Yeah, so instead of Subhanallah, they say Subhanallah. And also Alhamdulillah, people say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And then Assalamu alaikum, people say Assalamu alaikum or Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, so bounded A'udhu Billah, people say A'udhu Billah. And then Bismillah, people say, I don't know what they say regarding that, but all these kind of words, that there's so many of the words that we can be correcting ourselves. So inshallah, as we'll try to acquire knowledge, and this is where Dawat Islami comes in. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal helps us to learn this knowledge, and it's all free of charge. Dear Dilbhai.
Inshallah, Azawajal, as obviously you just asked for it, somebody was asking regarding
tonsillitis,
because they have obviously cold, and secondly, if they're eating too much sweets or, you know, the chocolates, then these things are coming up. Regarding this, they can do a simple method at home, which is 66 times they have to read La ilaha illallah.
66 times. Okay.
Before and after Durood e Pak, and then blow on the person, whoever is affected with this type of illness. Inshallah, Azzawajal, they will be cured.
MashaAllah.
The other Islam brothers was asking regarding nose issue. Born was a little bit grown up or some sort of a difficulty.
Yes.
Regarding this, they can do it. Ya Salamu 111 times. Read it and blow it on a person. Somebody else can do it. If they can do it, but blow it on a hand and just rub it on the bone, wherever is the issue is. But sure, regarding this, if they need any tawizat, they can contact our maktaba, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Hopefully with that, inshallah, they will get benefit.
Okay, that's brilliant, alhamdulillah. I've got a message. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. My daughter is 5 years old and she does not communicate. Her name is, okay. We'll do istikhara for her as well, but if you can also give a wazifa as well.
Inshallah.
The next one is, please don't read my message out aloud, code word, kasida burda. We're not going to mention the names, so don't worry about anything, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Please, can you do istikhara for me, or whether or not I have nazar black magic, as I'm struggling to find a serious life partner for marriage. And every time I have proposal or think things are going well, they never go forward. It's been 10 years since we have been trying. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easier for you.
Ameen.
And inshallah Azza wa Jal will give you a wazifa. And I've also sent it forward for istikhara as well. See if there's anything wrong as well. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, whenever the result inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will inshallah Azza wa Jal try to give the results out very soon, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have been watching your program for many weeks now. Alhamdulillah, we really enjoy your program, especially the knowledge that we are given, and also you try to help people as well. See if you can help me as well. I do not have a job and I'm looking for a good job for many years. Please, can you help me with this as well?
Inshallah.
Another message has come. Assalamu alaikum. My child does not seem to be enjoying studying in madrasa. I am very concerned about him. He is 5 years old, but he always cries when he goes to the madrasa, and also school is the same as well. Well, I know a child who does the same in my house as well. So inshallah, that will help me as well.
Inshallah, so regarding marriage, whoever is asking, anybody can do this who are looking for a rishta, good rishta. After Isha Namaz, Surah Ikhlas 41 times, they had to read it before and after Durood e Pak, and then do dua.
Inshallah.
Hopefully, Allah Ta'ala will make inshallah easy for them to get good rishta, inshallah.
You know, sometimes people come to a point where they say, we don't find a rishta, forget it, I'm not going to get married. That's not a good thing to do.
That's
because
right.
Look, getting married is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your children, your daughters, your sons at home, you should be pleased and happy that alhamdulillah they're going to get married as well. And if you are the child or the daughter or the son, please don't give up. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will be giving you better good news, inshallah.
Inshallah. So regarding jobs or any any type of jaiz hajat. For that one wazifa, I'm going to mention it. Anybody can read it, write it down, and they can read it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, they will get benefit as well. Ya Rafi'u.
Ya Rafi'u.
Ya Rafi'u 20 times every day. Inshallah, azawajal, then do dua. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, their jaiz hajat will be fulfilled.
Mashallah. Jaiz hajat meaning your permissible intentions, inshallah, azawajal. Jazakallah khairah.
Ameen.
So we'll make for some more, inshallah. Another question was asked, how many days did Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullah alayhi perform chilla for? Now, the literal meaning of the word chilla is a period of 40 days. 40 days of spiritual and religious practices, etc. The place where a noble saint performs a chilla is also called a chilla. Anyhow, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi performed chilla worship near Data Darbar. This has been written in books and his chilla is also made there as his memorial. However, how many days was this worship for? This would perhaps be stated explicitly in any book of Seerah, but I am not aware of it. So alhamdulillah, so this is, you know, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullah alayhi. And on the 6th of Rajab, we celebrate the Urs-e-Paak of Sayyiduna Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullah alayhi, whose Mazar-e-Paak is in Ajmer Sharif in India. If you go to Data Darbar, you will see a place where he did the chilla for 40 days, alhamdulillah. When we go to the Mazarat of the Awliya, you do gain blessings. We were talking about Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. He says, whenever I used to get stuck in any fiqh ruling, I would, alhamdulillah, I would offer two rakat nawafil and then go to the mazar of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and I would make dua in the wasila of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, and my dua would be accepted, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. So whenever you do get the opportunity to go to any muzurg's mazar, do make dua, inshallah, azza wa jalla.
Inshallah, Zujal. Regarding child, probably disobedient or it's nafarman or they not listening or they're making so many troubles. The one wazifa they can do it, you know, parents can do it for the child. Hopefully they will be, inshallah, Zujal, pious kids, inshallah, Zujal. Ya Shahidu, whoever invoked 21 times in the morning before sunrise, with one hand on the forehead of a disobedient child.
Okay.
Whilst looking towards the sky, that child will become pious, inshallah. 21 times, Ya Shahidu.
Ya Shahidu. What if that child doesn't want you to put the hand on the forehead?
Well, if mom does it, they love the moms, inshallah. It's not going to be happening,
inshallah. I won't be asking too many questions. Jazakallah, mashallah. Please tell us the meaning of Ghareeb Nawaz. Answer. Ghareeb Nawaz means the one who bestows the poor, the one who opens the doors of generosity upon the poor, and the one who enriches them. Alhamdulillah, Sayyiduna Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi would bestow the poor and enrich them with riches. Mashallah, he used to help a lot of the poor people as well. And if you read the surahs, the seerah, the biography of Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, you will see that mashallah, he used to help a lot of the poor people as well. Have you ever attended the blessed shrine of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz? MashaAllah, this is a question that was answered. Amir al-Sunnah says, alhamdulillah, I have had the honor of traveling to Ajmer. I have also had the honor of reciting a manqabat about Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. MashaAllah. Rajab al-Murajab, why is it called the month of Allah? Rajab al-Murajab is called the month of Allah because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred it to as Shahrullah, meaning the month of Allah. It is for this reason that we also call it the month of Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sha'ban is my month. So we call Sha'ban the month of the Prophet. MashaAllah Azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A while ago, I lost some money. I have been reciting a few wazifa, but I still cannot find that money. Please, can you tell me any other wazifa or any wazifa that you can to find my money? Okay, inshallah. So they are. We don't know what wazifa they were given, but inshallah, whatever wazifa we will give you, try to recite this. Inshallah, it will be better for you as well.
Inshallah.
جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آئی کیپ فیلنگ اسکیڈ ایٹ نائٹ وین آئی گو ہوم ایون دو وی ہیو دا ہول فیملی بٹ آور چلڈرن وی آر آلویز اسکیڈ وی آلویز وی سم ٹائمز ہیئر فٹ اسٹیپس بٹ وی کین ناٹ سی اینی ون. اوکے Now, for number one is, alhamdulillah, try reciting the dua when you go back home. The dua is when you open the road, bismillah, read bismillahir rahmanir rahim, go inside, and inshallah azza wa jal. And also ayatul kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Para number three starts from the, a few lines after that, the first, second ruku, para number three. That's Ayatul Kursi. Try to remember that by heart. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll benefit from that as well. One of the benefits of that is that inshallah, you will be protected by Allah Azza wa Jal from these kind of fears. And again, sometimes, you know, people do hear things, but sometimes it's not, there's nothing there. It's just sometimes the mind. So please don't worry about that too much, inshallah.
Jeez. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Regarding of sab, some Islam brother obviously asking for they lost some sort of money or things. One wazifa, which is if they read in it, hopefully with that inshallah azza wa jal, they will find things if they lost any. La ilaha illallah 1008 times. Before and after Durood-e Pak, 1008 times La ilaha illallah. And hopefully, if Allah's will, they will find inshallah the lost things.
It's time for the wazifa of the day.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channels, you are watching Spiritual Cures, and today's spiritual cure is for those who wants the sun. Inshallah, I'm going to mention it. They can write it on or they can take a picture as well if they want it. It's going to be on the screen, inshallah. Ya Bariyu, 10 times every Friday. Inshallah, they will be blessed with the sun, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Now that was a very good wazifa. And this is all fi sabilillah, free of charge. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami obviously runs with your kind donations as well. Okay. So I would recommend the brothers and sisters who are watching this program to please help Dawat-e-Islami with your kind donations. Zakat is coming up, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. If you can, please help Dawat-e-Islami with your zakat and fitrana. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. You know, all these, like if you're 500, obviously we have to have people taking the calls, post where we to be post allowed about 100 every week, you know, a month, sorry, we might be posting, you know, 150 you mentioned.
Yes.
Every month, even that is a cost as well. Then to cost the to running cost as well, the tawizat, everything is fi sabilillah. It's a service that Dawat-e-Islami gives as well. We have Madrasatul Madina, we have Jamiatul Madina, we have the funeral director service, especially in Bradford and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in Leicester. We have the funeral directors where everything is done fi sabilillah. We will go to the hospital, get the body, do ghusl, read the janaza, wherever you want us to do the janaza, in any Sunni masjid, and then alhamdulillah, burial as well. All that service is free of charge as well. Now, I've got enough to date, alhamdulillah. 100 stamps, first class, cost Dawat-e-Islami £95. Islamic and sister stalls also available for tawizat as well. So all these expenses that Dawat-e-Islami is doing is all feasibilillah. Obviously, we run them through your kind donations. We have nursery, inshallah, opening up in Bradford in September.
Inshallah.
We have the Jamiatul Madina part-time, full-time, loads of services, and all of them are free of charge. And, you know, to get all these work annually just for our Yorkshire region, it's costing us really nearly about £1.2 million annually to run all of these departments. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, how are they run? Through your donations. So please, when you do work out your zakat, do not forget Dawat-e-Islami in your zakat as well. Ji, running forward, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that I could read for shaking body? I think
there's some sort of illness they have.
I think it's called arthritis, is it, or something like that?
One is arthritis and one another something they called, but that's a quite common now with the people. They have it.
Look, I've got one of my hands sometimes shakes as well.
That's all the pain, alhamdulillah. We give this durian, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. So mashallah, I can see a difference as well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
So again, so it's a shaking body as well.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please could you help me? I am living with my family, but we always keep having arguments at home for no reason. Sometimes I feel like running away from home, but when I look at the Shariat, I stop myself. I am very worried. If you can, please help me regarding this as well. Allah make it easier for you, inshallah, azawajal. Again, like you said, running away from home doesn't make anything better. It worsens things as well. And especially if it's a woman, and especially if it's a girl, ma'azallah, you do not want to take that step of running away from home. Again, things do happen in the family. Parents may say something to you. You might have an argument with your brothers and sisters. Never ever the solution is to run away from them. Sit down, get help as well. Like you messaged today, inshallah, we'll try to help you. We'll try to give you a wazifa to calm things at home as well, and for yourself as well, inshallah.
Regarding shaking, whilst walking, talking, or they sat down, just read Ya Ghani. Ya Ghani, before and after Durood Pak. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, they will be get benefit, inshallah, Zawajal. Secondly, I suggest that they need to obviously contact with our Maktaba, Dawat Islamista, Vizati Atariya Basta, which is Alhamdulillah in Bradford. If they're from Bradford, we are available. They can get Tavizat. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, these illness will be cured, inshallah, Zawajal. Regarding a person who don't like staying at home or running away, I'll give the one wazifa, which is they have to read even the feeling like these. Just keep constantly.
When they have these kind of thoughts, yeah?
Thoughts, yes.
Okay.
Keep reading it until they're satisfied. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Constantly read it until you are satisfied. Then inshallah, Zabajal, you will be get benefit. And regarding same again, I'm going to tell that they need a tavizat as well. So get tavizat with those, inshallah, Zabajal, they will get more benefits as well, inshallah, Zabajal, protected from any sort of issues, inshallah.
Inshallah, Zabajal. Jazakallah khaira.
Ameen.
We have heard that in the month of Rajab, one should perform istighfar. Please tell us how much salat should be recited and how much istighfar should be made in this month. Again, Amir al-Sunnah, he says that in the month of Rajab, one should perform istighfar as well as recite salat. If we refrain from needless talk and recite salat abundantly, then we would have plenty of time. Recite salat amply and perform istighfar abundantly. You keep on doing istighfar, tawbah, istighfar as well. Question, in Muharram al-Haram, niyaz is given on a dish called khichra. On the 15th of Sha'ban, on halwa. On an occasion of the Urs of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, niyaz of kunde is given. Other than these dishes, can niyaz not be given on anything else? These things are not fixed. Niyaz can be given on any other things also. However, if someone gives niyaz on just these things, we cannot call it impermissible, as the Sharia has declared that these things are halal. Like if someone has egg omelette and bread for breakfast, meat and rice in the afternoon and khichdi in the evening, and this is his routine for many years, then this cannot be called impermissible, as all of these things are halal. So sometimes shaitan does whisper, you know, why do we do these kind of things? And again, you know, isale sawab is for isale sawab, to give the rewards to the people that you are doing the isale sawab for. Isale sawab could be done any time of the year, any time of the day. And alhamdulillah, as well, it should be done because the Quran mentioned it as well. And these are all different forms of isale sawab. Question. Sometimes such things take place between people that a person cannot develop a positive opinion regarding the other. In this case, what should one do? So sometimes we can't have a positive husne zan. I can't think positive good about that person. Answer. Try to force yourself, develop a positive opinion. And in the ill assumption that is being developed, do not bring it to the tongue, otherwise one will regret. Sometimes people say, well, I'm not scared of anyone, I'll say it in front of their face. Even that is wrong as well, because if it's something that will hurt that person's feeling, then that is a wrong thing to do as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I work in a biscuit factory, and sometimes we have to work with flour. I am sometimes allergic to that flour. Is there anything, another maybe ingredients, I keep getting kharish. So kharish ke liye koi wazifa.
I'll find it.
Inshallah azawajal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallah khaira for a beautiful program. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you and may Allah Azza wa Jal reward you. I have been watching your program for a few years now. MashaAllah, you're doing a fantastic job. Please keep up the good work. It is just for your pleasure and the pleasure of Allah that I send this message. Jazakallah. Now, sometimes it is good to have these kind of messages. We've got a message from the Tasawwur Bhai. It's called itchiness. All right, then, yeah, well, inshallah, itchiness and itching.
Itchiness.
Ji. So, inshallah, jazakallah khairah for that message. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Ameen. And again, alhamdulillah, we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah to help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And to be honest with you, I do personally meet a lot of people that have come and have given us the good news that they have taken the ta'wizat from Dawat Islami. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given them shifa. A few months ago, I met with a person and he says that they went to someone, pay as you go, Peer Sahib, and they got some tawizat from him, and he gave him tawizat, all photocopies, but he paid £2,000 as well. Nothing went right until he visited the Basta of Dawat Islami in Bradford, and alhamdulillah, brothers gave him tawizat, made dua for them as well, and things have moved better, alhamdulillah. So again, we're not saying that shifa is what we give. Allah Ta'ala gives shifa, whoever He grants shifa. But we can be the means of that as well. So alhamdulillah, it's always good to hear good news and good feedback from people. And to be honest with you, we are here to listen to constructive criticism as well. If there's anything that we are not doing right, or we need to be doing it better or more of, you know, we need that feedback from yourself as well. And inshallah, Azawajal, we will try to make things much better, because we are here. Remember, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, Dawat Islami's works, mashallah, are sponsored and are donated. That money is donated by you, the viewers and the Muslims. So inshallah, Azawajal, we try to spend it in the right way, and we get blessings as well. Okay, whilst Adil Bhai finds that, I've got Darul Ifta. So this is another chapter in Faizan-e-Madina magazine, Darul Ifta. So this is question and answer regarding the Shariat. Question one, what do the honorable scholars say regarding the following matter? A person is offering his farz salah in the masjid and the congregation is established. So when should he join it? Please explain in detail. The case of this are as follows. If he is in the first rak'at, he should break his salah by doing salam towards one side while standing and join the congregation. Okay, so this person is offering his namaz, his salah, but the jamaat has stood up. So what should he do, even if he's reading his farz salah? Number two, the second option is, if he has done the sajda of the first rakat and the congregation has been established, then in fajr and maghrib, he should do one salam, end his salah, and join the congregation. In zuhr, asr, and isha, he should complete two rakat and then join the congregation. MashaAllah. The third scenario, if he has done the sajda of the second rak'at and the congregation has been established, then in fajr and maghrib, he will complete his salah and will not join the congregation. In zuhr, asr, and isha, he will complete the two rak'at and join the congregation. MashaAllah Azawajal. I've got a message, MashaAllah Azawajal. Very bright Juba Hafiz Sahab. I had to put my glasses on. It's from Tasawwur Bhai, MashaAllah. JazakAllah Ari Hazrat. Sorry. کہیں درد تو نہیں ہو گیا جی ماشاء اللہ جی السلام علیکم وعلیکم السلام دس از فار استخارہ نماز پلیز آئی ہیو بین میرڈ فار سکس ایئرز می اینڈ مائی ہزبینڈ ڈو ناٹ ہیو اینی چلڈرن اوکے ویل فاسٹ فارورڈ فار استخارہ ان شاء اللہ ہوپ فلی وی شوڈ بی ایبل ٹو گیٹ دیٹ آئی ڈونٹ ہیو اینی کوڈ ورڈ بٹ ای واز یوزڈ ای واز فار نظر دے سیڈ مے بی سم ون ہیز ڈسن نظر And the answer has come back as azmaish. Azmaish means it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. make dua and keep reading the wazifa that was given as well. Ya Salamu, 111 times, inshallah, Allah will give shifa. The next istikhara request was, there's no code word again, but it was regarding a 5-year-old daughter that does not communicate. The istikhara has come back as illness. So there's no magic or nazar, it is illness. If you are registered with the doctor, obviously, which you are, then inshallah, azawajal, there could be a wazifa. There is some water that could be done, dam on that water. If you visit your tawizate, tariya basta, they'll give you some water or do a cart amal and give that water to the child to drink. Inshallah, we all make dua. Allah azawajal gives a barakat and so that you can start to, inshallah, get better. Another message was sent regarding code word was Qasida Burda, and the istikhara has come back as Vakti Azmaish. It's a test. Again, keep reading the wazifa that was been given. Inshallah, Azzawajal, Allah Ta'ala will bless you, inshallah, Azzawajal. Another istikhara was performed regarding someone sent a message that they do not have children. The wazifa, I'll go a wazifa for you as well, inshallah. The istikhara has been done and it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, keep making dua. And the wazifa that you should read is, make a habit of reciting Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 300 times after every salah. The reciting person will have children, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Both brothers or sisters, they can read them. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with children as well. Alhamdulillah.
Jee, anything you wish to say? Yes, Hafsa, regarding obviously Islam sister, I think so, ask for a child to protect from any sort of issues. Every time with Ba'wuzu, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and three times Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, and Surah Nas. And before and after Durood Pak three times, read it and blow it on the kids, inshallah azawajal, they will be protected from evil eye or any other sort of issues, inshallah azawajal.
And I think that was a very important question, because you know, no matter how much of a mahol of an environment you have at home, things are really bad outside. Absolutely. You know, we live in a very, very difficult time. Some of the scholars have mentioned it is the time of fitna. And we need to really protect our children. And the way to protect our children is, number one, is don't let them go out. You know, I've seen children wandering the streets, standing on street corners. They are someone's children. Absolutely. If your son or daughter, especially when they hit the age of puberty, between 12 to 15 years old, they will change dramatically. I've been in the madrasa field for more than 30 years now. And I have seen a very, very dramatic change within them years. That at the time when a child reaches to the age of 12, his thought changes.
Mind changes.
Yeah, his mind changes. He's because he's got now, you know, older friends. He's hanging around with them as well. And that is a very, as they say, the youth age, you know, adolescence is a very, very important age that we try to control our children. Don't let them go out with friends on their own. Don't let them, you know, play about with their friends on their own. Be with them. Inshallah, to take care of them. Sometimes people say, oh, that's a bit too much for them. You know, you're always overshadowing them. I think forget these kind of people. Just do what the scholars have mentioned. Keep an eye on them, because times are very, very difficult. Not only outside, even in home as well. You know, internet is widely available. Everyone's got Wi-Fi now at home. So again, remember, make sure that your children are not watching inappropriate material. Make sure they're not on the phone too much. Make sure that that is controlled as well. Now, if we can take control of them, inshallah, it'll be better. And one of the best ways to the remedy, the cure, or even to protect them, is the Madani environment of Dawat Islam.
Alhamdulillah,
make sure that you attend. Sometimes parents say, oh, mare nikke ki ki ni jao ishtema par. You know, what about you, Babaji? You should be coming as well. Mothers are worried, my son doesn't go to the ishtema. Do you go to the ishtema as a mother? Mothers and fathers need to go to the ijtima if they want to really save their children. There's no, you know, there's nothing, you know, that we sit back and say, my children will become janek and parezgar because they go to the madrasa. Yeah, they learn the Quran, but after that, how many children have forgotten the Quran? Children, when they leave the Quran, they'll never open the Quran because there's no environment at home. Mom and dad never read the Quran, so why would the children read the Quran? You know, sadly, you know, there are a lot of children that I've talked to, they're forced to the madrasa. Bechare, taqeed through the madrasa page. And then, you know, when they do leave the madrasa, it's like the best day of their life. They, you know, they've gone out to the madrasa. Do they read the Quran at home? If they don't, why? You know, one of the reasons is that you don't read the Quran at home. Mom and dad, granddad, grandma. So if, you know, if you want to change your family, if you want to change the environment, you've got to be changing first. If you can't do that, then please don't be expecting miracles to happen. Sometimes when things really go overboard, then people do come. We do feel sorry for them genuinely when they come and they say, my son doesn't listen to me. But, you know, it's too late sometimes. But we never ever give up. We make dua as well, inshallah. We will try. One of the beautiful things is traveling on the Madani Kafiri of Dawat Islami. MashaAllah. Jazakallah khaira. When I was coming to the studio, I got a few messages of people who wanted to make dua for them. Inshallah, as well, Allah bless them. We'll make dua as well. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are suffering from any types of illnesses, diseases, problems, calamities, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, remove them for the sake of your mercy. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are the most kind, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the most wise. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, anyone who is suffering, Ya Allah, any types of illness at home, in hospital, anywhere they are around the world, Ya Allah, give them shifa. For those who are watching this, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, program now, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are part of this dua, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant them shifa-i kamila. Allahumma khassil muradana, murad ad-deen, wa dunya, wa akhirah. صلى الله تعالى على محمد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين جزاك الله خيرا for watching keep watching Madani channel صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
may Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from may Allah heal you from whatever pain You are suffering from